Chapter 1. Understanding Bipolar Disorder. On a crisp autumn morning, a friend of mine named Sarah found herself buying plane tickets for a spontaneous trip around the world, a decision that felt exhilarating. Yet 3 days later, she couldn't muster the energy to pack a suitcase or even get out of bed. This wasn't just a change of mind. It was a vivid illustration of the unpredictable swings of bipolar disorder. Sarah had been dealing with this since her diagnosis at 22. The dramatic highs and lows of bipolar disorder make ordinary decisions difficult and emotional. In this chapter, we'll explore the complicated nature of bipolar disorder, a condition that affects millions yet remains shrouded in misunderstanding. You'll discover the distinct types of bipolar disorder, look into the symptoms, and understand how they impact daily life. We'll also discuss the importance of an accurate diagnosis, which is crucial for effective management. Understanding these aspects of the disorder creates a foundation for success, whether you're dealing with the diagnosis yourself or supporting someone who is. Decoding bipolar disorder. Types and symptoms. Bipolar disorder manifests in several forms, each with distinct characteristics and challenges. The primary types include bipolar 1, bipolar 2, and cyclothymic disorder. Bipolar 1 is often characterized by manic episodes that last at least 7 days or are severe enough to require immediate hospital care. These episodes are contrasted by depressive periods lasting 2 weeks or more. Bipolar 2 involves a pattern of depressive episodes interspersed with hypomanic episodes. These episodes are similar to manic episodes, but less severe and without the psychotic features often found in bipolar 1. Cyclothymic disorder, or cyclothymia, involves periods of hypomanic symptoms interspersed with periods of depressive symptoms. While the fluctuation between highs and lows in cyclothymia is often less intense, it can still significantly impact a person's life. Understanding the symptomatology of these types is crucial. Manic episodes can include feelings of euphoria, jumpiness, and increased self-importance, coupled with increased activity levels, rapid speech, decreased need for sleep, and sometimes reckless behaviour. I know firsthand how these episodes can lead to significant disruptions in life, affecting everything from personal relationships to job stability. Hypomanic episodes share some of these characteristics. However, they're less likely to result in hospitalisation or cause major impairment in work or social activities, like a manic episode. See National Institute of Mental Health 2024. Depressive episodes, on the other hand, present with symptoms such as feeling intense sadness and anxiety, struggling to concentrate and complete even simple tasks, feelings of hopelessness, and a loss of interest in activities once enjoyed. You might even find that you talk slower and sleep too much. In my experience, the severity of these symptoms can lead to substantial difficulty in day-to-day functioning. The oscillation between these highs and lows can be confusing and exhausting for you and those around you, significantly impacting decision-making, relationships, and professional life. I've personally found the symptoms manifest in a variety of ways. When I'm manic, I struggle with impulse control, making decisions from an emotional place rather than a wise one. During depressive episodes, it's a push to get out of bed, let alone get to work and do my job with enthusiasm. Not even my favourite hobbies can get me excited. Everything feels harder. However, these symptoms can be controlled.